in Mark chapter 4, verse 12, Lord Jesus recalled the Bible verse from book of Isaiah, say, seeing they may see and not perceive, and the hearing they may hear and not understand, lest they should turn and their sin be forgiven them. Usually we say, our Heavenly Father is so nice. He opened his hand to receive you. By God's grace, he wants to forgive you. But here, use the term, lest they should turn. If they understand, if they perceive, they will turn and they will be forgiven. Use the opposite tongue to emphasize the positive intention. People say how to deal with the teenage. If we want him or her go west, you tell them go east, and they will go west. That is just what you want. The little kids, sometimes the parents say, I don't like you, I don't love you, I don't like you. The kids crying. When parents say, I don't like you, the parents hold the kids more. And the kids will hold the parents more. So the parents say, I don't like you. But indeed, the parents hold the kids more. I love you. I like you. Why the parents say, I don't like you? He wants the kids hold him or her more. So use the opposite sound to emphasize the positive intention. Because the parable is easy to perceive, the parable is easy to understand. So the real intention of God is, I want you return. I want you return and be forgiven. So parables are used frequently in the scriptures, particularly by the Lord Jesus Christ, in order to embrace a spiritual truth by the comparison or contrast of that truth with some common object, instant. So God used the things we can see or we can touch to understand his love, to understand his grace, his mercy. So parable help to show the harmony that exists between the physical and the spiritual world. How to define truth? The truth in the Bible, the truth also in this universe. Even the tiny thing, there is God's wisdom. There is God's love. There is God's power. Even a very tiny, tiny things. It's supposed to have some kinds of principle in it. That is the nature truth. So everything can be our teacher. Because everything has God's wisdom, God's love, God's power in it. Parable help to make the truth more attractive and hence more easily remembered. Uh, sometimes some very touched story we are easy to remember. Sometimes we are easy to remember the testimony of our brothers and sisters. When we remember that testimony, we also are inspired about some truths. So when we study the parable, there are several principles help us to study the parable. Number one, we study the reason and background. How come Jesus told this parable? What's the reason? Sometimes in certain event, after that event, Jesus told disciple or the congregation a parable. There is some reason or some background. Number two, usually after the parable, there is a brief summary, of the parable. And when we study the parable, we also have a brief summary of the parable. Number three, list any additional details given in parallel passage. Sometimes, especially Jesus' parable, recorded not only in one book, sometimes recorded in the other two books. So we list it and to list any additional details from other book, and we do the comparison, and we can learn extra teaching from that difference. Number four, does Jesus give on interpretation? Sometimes Jesus said the parable and he also give the interpretation. Number five, what is the one central truth he is teaching? Sometimes we interpret the parable too much, too detailed. For the spiritual cultivation, it might okay. However, if we interpret too much, we did not get the central purpose. Because the parable is very simple, so usually only one point or two point, the central point, that is good enough. So find out what is the one central truth in this parable. Sometimes we make the message too complicated. It's not necessary. Number six, is there something here for me to apply to my life? This is one of the important point about the parable. It's supposed something about our life. And I will take the example to study with you, the parable of sower. This parable recorded in three books, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. If we make the comparison, they have some wording different. From this different wording, we can learn we can learn more teachings. So it's recorded in Matthew chapter 13, Mark chapter 4, and Luke chapter 8. The parable says a farmer went out to sow his seed. So the person is the farmer. And then he went out to sow his seed. The seed in these three books, in Matthew say the message about the kingdom. In the book of Mark say the words. In the book of Luke say the seed is the word of God. So use different term. The message about the king, the message about the kingdom. The message, the word of God. Some seed fell along the path, and the birds come and ate it up. In book of Luke, add one more sentence. It was trampled on. The seed along the path, it was trampled on. When Jesus interprets this thing, in Matthew says, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. In the book of Mark say, as soon as they heard it, Satan came and take away the words that were sown in them. In book of Mark have these words, as soon as, very quickly. So we can sense the devil, the Satan, just like a rolling lion, is around, is looking for, so his action is very quickly, so we need to be alert. In the book of Luke, say the devil comes and takes away the words from their heart, so that they may not believe and be saved. In the book of Luke, say the result. If Satan took away the words of God from a person's heart, then the person may not believe and be saved. So the words of God related to a person's belief and saving and salvation. So for this reason, we need repeated tell our friend the truth. In the same token, we need to repeat the words of God again and again, because without the words of God, because the words of God related to our belief and our salvation. So sometimes brother or sisters might mention, this true seeker has attend our true seeker class. So when we visit them, we just talk about the daily life. It seems we don't need to have a Bible study with them. No. We take every opportunity to teach them the words of God. It's not necessary he heard the person hear one time in the words of God in that person. Because just like the book of Mark mentioned, as soon as he just attended the truth seeker class, when he got out of the class, the room, the words might be taken away. 50%, 60%. So this is the work of Satan. So we need to deal with this true situation. And some fell on the rocky places where it did not have much soil. In Matthew say it springs up quickly because of the soil was shallow. So the man hears the words and at once receives it with joy. This is the interpret recorded in the book of Matthew. And book of Matthew also mentioned when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root. In the book of Luke, say the plants withered because they had no moisture. In the book of Matthew, say had no root. In the book of Luke, say they had no moisture. So it's related. Without the root, so he cannot hold the water. Had no root, it cannot hold the water, cannot hold the moisture. In book of Matthew, mentioned he has no root. He lasts only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, he quickly falls away. The interpret in the book of Matthew say, trouble or persecution comes. Why did the trouble and persecution come? Because of the words, because of the words of God. So when a person believes in Jesus, because of the words of God, the trouble, the persecution will come. I remember once a brother received the water baptism. A deacon told that brother, Brother Lee, on the process you believe in Jesus, it's so easy. You need to pay attention. You need to prepare yourself for the future. You might encounter some trouble or problem in the future. For me, at that time, I'm not a full-time minister. I'm just a church council. So I heard this deacon told that the newly baptized brother, I feel uncomfortable. Usually we say, congratulations, you become you are brother now. God bless you. But this deacon say, you believe in Jesus too easy. After I became a full-time minister, once this brother encountered one of the big problems in his life. I became a full-time minister. I knew this brother. He is in my station church. So I suppose
went to this approach this brother and have some kinds of counseling or some kinds of the encouragement. I hesitate to do it, but because I'm a pastor, I should do it. So I went. How amazing! I thought, what am I going to help him? What am I going to comfort him, encourage him? But after several greetings, he told me, I remember Deacon so-and-so had told me last things when I was baptized. So I can still stand fast in God's mercy. The sin's still there, but these brothers, because he remembered that the deacons has told him, so he can face the problems. And thank God, after one year, by God's grace, everything become smooth again. So because of the word of God, we might encounter the persecution or the trouble. How did this brother become our members? I think we don't have time. Huh? The process is very. I just mentioned one point. One day, he make a resolution. I attend the church service. Actually, I do not pay attention. I just come and have a meal in the lunch with friends, with relatives. So he feel a little bit embarrassed. I do not have a heart to pursue God, pursue the truth. And most of the Saturday, I came and have a free lunch. He feel a little bit embarrassed. So he told himself, this is the last time I attend I come to church. So he did not come to church. But in the spiritual convocation, his relative again invite him. We have a special event. You just come. You know our church. You just come. And he said, okay. So he came. And when the final prayer, many people come forward to pray for the Holy Spirit. He just kneel in. He didn't come forward. But he received the Holy Spirit. So he experienced God. After he received the Holy Spirit, every time when he listened the sermon, it's totally different. Oh, how wonderful the message is. He starts to read the Bible. Oh, how wonderful this book is. So it's a very easy way. God used this easy way to guide him to believe in Jesus. In book of Luke, interpret this here say, they believe for a while, but in the time of testing, they fall away. Here say they believe for a while. After the person believe a while, the time of testing
the time that of testing come. This remind us to prepare our newly baptized brothers and sisters. After a while, Lord Jesus give us time to prepare ourselves. Because we want to grow. So God used His way to help us to grow. So sometimes we need to go through the trial. Some of you, you are born in the TCC. In your journey of faith, I might say, too easy for you. So prepare yourself. Maybe something will happen in the near future. You need to stand fast. If you prepare yourself. The other situation says seed fell the other situation. Seed fell among thorns. In Matthew says, thorns grew up and choked the plants. Thorns grew with the in Luke said, thorns grew with plants. The thorn grew with plants. In Mark said, the plants did not bear grain. So this is also a little bit different explanation. In Matthew, only mentioned thorn grew up and choked the plants. In the Luke, say thorn grew with the plants. Two situations. Thorn grew up. The thorn grew up itself. In the Luke, say thorn grew with the plants. Thorn grew up itself. Something just happened. It's not because of us. The things just there. In Book of Luke, thorn grew with plants. Grew with us. So it might be our sinful nature. Our evil desire. And we do not deal with our sinful nature, our evil desire. So the thorn grew with plant with us. So two kinds of situation. And Mark said the plants did not bear grain. This is the result. We cannot bear the fruit. We cannot have a good behavior. Our love is not good enough. Our faith is not good enough. Because we could not bear the grain, so it's not easy for us to guide the people to come to Jesus. In Matthew say the worries of this life and the deceitful of wealth choke it. In the Book of Mark say the desires of other things. So all of this related to our desire. Worry of our life. This is kinds of desire. Deceitfulness of wealth is kinds of desire. So in the Mark, in the Book of Mark, say the desires of other things. Sometimes we
feel desire is not good words. Because we usually use desire, and desire for the lust, the desire for the sinful nature. If we here say the desires of other things, if we don't desire the other things, we desire the things we should desire. That would be good. Desire to have closer to Lord Jesus Christ. Desire to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Desire to have more Bible knowledge. This kind of desire is good. So Mark used the term desires of other things. It will chuck us. In the book of Luke, say the life's worries, riches, and pleasures, and they do not mature. So in the book of Luke, also at this term, they do not mature. So we should lift up our eyesight from the material to spirituality. Lift up our eyesight. Let's turn to Ecclesiastes. Book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 4, verse 6. Better a handful with quietness than both hands full, together with toil and the grasping for the wind. Here say, better a handful with quietness. Two handful is our intention. But you want to have a wonderful life or faith, we should many occasions we need to allow the other hand, let them go. We cannot hold it. We need to let it go. But how could we make it? It depends on our eyesight. If we can lift up our eyesight to the spiritual thing, then it might be easy to let it go. Otherwise, what we can see, what we can touch, is more reality for us. So unless we have spiritual eyesight, we are not easy to let it go. If we cannot let it go, it's not easy for our spiritual growth. Because everyone only have 24 hours a day. We are not superman. We are not able to take 1 hour and make it 2 hours. Use it 2 hours. 1 hour is 1 hour. If you spend 12 hours in your work, it's not easy for you use time in God, in your spirituality. You should have the spiritual eyesight, and then
You can cut your time. You can keep the principle. Every day I only spend 8 hours, 10 hours in my work. That's it. You can let it go. The fourth situation, a seed fall on good soil. In the Matthew, say it produced a crop 160 or 30 times that was sown. In Book of Mark, it came up, grew, and produced a crop. In Book of Luke, it came up and yielded a crop 100 times more than was sown. The interpret in the Book of Matthew, the man hears the word and understand it. Hear the word and understands it. So we need to make sure we understand the words of God. We need to make sure our friends understand the words of God. In Book of Mark, the man hears the word, accept it, and produce a crop. Understand and accept. Sometimes people, yes, I understand. But he cannot make a resolution to accept. The salvation is not just knowledge. You understand. Yes, I understand. Lord Jesus died for us. But the further step, you need to accept, receive the salvation. Some of our friends, they understand, but they do not accept. It's just like you are an expert, for example, physical doctor. You are an expert. I believe your prescription will help me. But I do not take the action to go to the pharmacy to have the medicine. It might not help my body. So accept is also a very important word. Not only just understand, we need to accept. So when we say, yes, I understand the truth, that is not enough. The furthermore, we accept it, it means I believe, so I do it. In Book of Luke, the word stands for those with a noble and a good heart, who hear the words, retain it, and by persevering, produce a crop. Use a noble and a good heart. A noble and a good heart. So we need to prepare our heart. If possible, before we come to church, before we come to the worship, we need to prepare ourselves. We need to have noble and a good heart. I know in reality, some people, they are very busy. Even they didn't take the dinner, they come to church. But if it is possible, we prepare ourselves. We come to church earlier. Calm down our heart. Prepare ourselves. We make a prayer first. Prepare ourselves to worship God. Prepare ourselves to receive the words of God. It will be better. Here use the term noble and a good heart. Noble and a good heart. Take the worship seriously. This is a very honor thing. This is a very important thing. So after we hear the words, retain it. We need to digest the words of God. We retain it, and by persevering, produce a crop. Persevering. When we practice the words of God, at the beginning, it's not automatically. We need to force ourselves. Force ourselves to do something. And gradually, it becomes the path of our life. This is the process. For example, you start a new job. So you need to get up. You need to get up 6 o'clock. At the beginning, you need to rely on the alarm to wake you up. But after 1 week, 1 month, you don't need an alarm. Because that becomes part of your life. 6 o'clock, you wake up by yourself. You don't need an alarm. Like this. Practice the words of God. At the beginning, we need an alarm to force us to do something. But you will realize gradually it becomes part of your life. You will do it automatically because that becomes part of your life. The fifth important point in Book of Mark, that is the teachings. The teachings. Let's turn to Mark chapter 1. Mark chapter 1, verse 22. And they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. The teachings of Lord Jesus come with authority, come with the power. So we also need to emphasize in the teachings of Lord Jesus Christ. Mark chapter 2, verse 16. Mark chapter 2, verse 16. And when the scribes and Pharisees saw him eating with the tax collectors and sinners, they said to his disciples, "How is it that he eats and drinks with tax collectors and the sinners?" 17. When Jesus heard it, he said to them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick, I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Lord Jesus say, he is calling the sinners. He is calling the sinners. If we want to really get close to Lord Jesus, if we want to really to know the truth, we need to have this kind of mentality. I might not say, you usually say, I'm a sinner. I'm not perfect. You have this kind of mentality. I still need something. there still have room for me to improve. We should have this kind of mentality, like a sinner. I'm unworthy. There still have much room for me to improve. Lord Jesus would like this kind of mentality. Keep this kind of mentality. Whenever you read the Bible, whenever you attend the service, it's always meaningful for you. Because here Jesus said very clearly, if we think we are fine, and Jesus would, Jesus said, I'm calling the person feel he was poor. For our friends, we need to help them to realize in front of God, they are just a sinner. So a person should confess oneself a sinner. So this is the only possible to receive salvation of Lord Jesus Christ. This is the only possible. Let's turn to John chapter 9. John chapter 9, verse 39. And Jesus said, for judgment I have come into the world, that those who do not see may see, and that those who see may be made blind. 40. Then some of the Pharisees who were with him heard these words and said to him, are we blind also? 41. Jesus said to them, if you were blind, you would have no sin. But now you say we see, therefore your sin remains. The Pharisees, they did not have the right mentality. So they still in the sin. But the blind person, he confessed, I'm a blind person. I need your help, Lord Jesus. I'm not perfect. So that person received the blessing. So we need a, if we want to guide the peace of our friend to believe in Jesus, we need to keep thinking how to help our friend to recognize he is a sinner or she is a sinner. Let's pray in silence.